Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ramaswamy says that there's going to be a surprise at the Iowa caucuses. I think he's counting on a lot of first-time caucus goers. But folks, United says they found some loose bolts on the Boeing jets that have been grounded after that total disaster, that mishap with the exit door that came off the airplane. No one was killed and nobody hurt. That is good. But this is starting to reveal something, folks, that may not, I think, will be very unsettling for people. Folks, welcome back to the program. Here we are. It is the Tuesday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. Bright and early, starting out 2 a.m. Eastern time. And so whatever you're doing this morning, wherever you are, if you're driving a truck this morning, if you're going across country, if you are making deliveries, if you're working throughout the overnight hours in America, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us this morning. The telephone number, of course, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message and like to opine that way, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. Well, on the program this morning, folks, we're definitely going to have a lot to talk about, no shortage whatsoever. Those loose bolts on the Boeing jets, of course, that is, to say the least, unsettling. And I wonder if that's also going to factor into the timetable for how long some of these jets will be on the ground. They find something like this. Obviously, they may want to go much, much deeper than that. Obviously, this is a huge public safety issue. We've got also hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested after blocking New York City bridges and a tunnel. We've got, of course, democracy under attack, evidently, and Joe Biden and company are going to try to save it. Again, this is going to be the basis for their campaign, at least at this point, because they can't really tout, hey, things have gotten a lot better, the economy is really strengthening, you know, and depending on who you see or talk to or what news that you read, we don't know yet if their interest rates are going to start being cut. In fact, the Fed may say, well, you know, we're not hitting our 2%, or we are going to hit our 2%, therefore we'll start cutting rates. But others say, nope, they're not going to cut rates really anytime soon. It's really, sort of a pie-in-the-sky thing at this point. So who's right? Well, we'll try and ferret it all out. But we are going to start this morning with talking about the Iowa caucuses, of course. They are coming up faster than you think. And we're going to have some real voting. Now, the polls, of course, or real caucusing, perhaps you should say, the polls, of course, continue to show Donald Trump far and away the leader. We see Ron DeSantis, we see Nikki Haley, I believe still behind Ron DeSantis in most of these polls, but Vivek Ramaswamy seems to be trailing both DeSantis and Haley, at least at this point. So what's going to happen? Well, Vivek Ramaswamy visited Fox News, we understand, and this is what he had to say in connection with some of the, basically a prediction that we're going to, that he is going to show everybody a surprise on January the 15th. Let's listen in.
Good morning. Good to see you, and things are going great here.
How is it going? You are in the fourth place, but you have seen a lot on the ground. What's the reaction? What do you predict? Yeah.
I think the polls are drastically off, Eric, because what we see on the ground is many of the supporters of my campaign in particular are first-time ever caucus goers. Many of them from the next generation. Many of them traditional America First patriots, but who have not participated recently in a caucus and who have not been polled. So I predict a major surprise on January 15th, and I like where the expectations have been set. So I think we're going to shatter those expectations. That's going to propel me forward to the next phase of this race. But I think a lot of these Iowans in this final phase, they're getting into the details. It's not just talking about the border and checking the box. I've offered the clearest strategy for how we would actually use our military to seal that border, actually end birthright citizenship for the kids of illegal migrants, and to return anybody who's in this country illegally to their country of origin. And I think a lot of these voters care a lot more, especially in Iowa right now, about those specifics, Eric. I think they're done with the talking points. They want detail, and that's what I'm giving them.
Yeah. All right, so very interesting there from Vivek Ramaswamy. And obviously, yeah, I think it could be very significant if you have a newer group of people that might have that have not participated in something like this before, that may be escaping some of the polling, but just are going to be wild cards in the sense that they're not perhaps showing up in the polling, or they're simply have an entirely different agenda than we might think traditionally in going into the Iowa caucuses. So can he pull an upset? I don't know that he'll pull the upset. I think that's less likely, obviously, but he could have a greater showing as a result of some of this, and that would be a story in and of itself. So we're going to watch it very closely, of course. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think you've heard him say before, too. He says, you know, there are two America First candidates on this caucus, basically, in this campaign, referring to himself and Donald Trump. So is he trying to position himself, perhaps, maybe for a VP, or is he trying to really go forward and really make a dent in this thing? Because, again, once people actually start voting or we actually start getting results, then that begins to drive the rest of the events going into any of the other primaries, especially, obviously, these early-on primaries. So you never know. American politics is a little bit funny like that sometimes. And a lot of times, too, and I will say this, because we do see how these polls, and they've been fairly consistent in terms of Donald Trump being so far out into the lead. But a lot of times, and this goes for Democrats as well, where Joe Biden is concerned, or a potential Democrat nominee is concerned, the American voter sometimes does not like inevitability, or they react a little different to inevitability. So we shall see. And you know what? We're going to see you on the other side of the break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is a wonderful Tuesday morning, and we are here. We are happy. Heck, we're raring to go. See you on the other side.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one.
This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kyle Warren. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through, well, really rocketing into the Tuesday edition. Here we are, segment number two of hour number one. And as I've been saying recently, you know, the time just flies by. It really does. The program just really goes by almost in a flash sometimes, and you figure, wow, you know, we just started that thing 4 hours ago, and here we are. Well, here we are, of course, at the very beginning, really, of the program of this morning. Again, welcome back. Glad that you're there. Don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we appreciate that too as well. And let's see here. This segment, we want to cover some of these things about the United finding these loose bolts on some of these Boeing jets that have been grounded. That is, again, to say unsettling is really an understatement. And to have something like that happen in flight, that could have been, I mean, that could have been a catastrophic loss of the aircraft, as I understand. Something like that happens, and it's just not good. And you can't even really, you know, put it into words, I think. But here we got the phone lines already lighting up here. I think we've got Mike in Clearwater calling in this morning. First thing, good morning, Mike. You're on the program. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Kyle. I was thinking about something. Now, you and I know that President Trump was the best president that we ever had, but, you know, we've got people now that blame the Israelis for the horrific things that happened to them. They're not hiding it anymore. They're out in the streets. I mean, you've got academia with the likes of Claudine Gay and that other lady, I forget her name, but the UPenn lady. I at least give her credit. She stepped down on her own accord. Claudine Gay, they had to sort of, you know, let her go when they the thing got too high. But my question, Kyle, in a world like this, is President Trump electable? Because we cannot have four more years of this man or any Democrat. I mean, our country, the way we know it, it'll be completely ruined and destroyed, and we'll be facing something that we just have no idea how horrible it is. So what are your thoughts, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call very much. And, you know, and it's good to hear from Mike, by the way. Again, I appreciate it. Well, that's a really good question. And I do think, well, I think a couple of things about this. Number one, I think that obviously President Trump is resonating with a huge part of the country. I think it goes beyond his base in terms of the policies, in terms of looking at what the Democrats, the Biden administration specifically, have wrought upon us and what they've done to the country, what they're doing, quote-unquote, to democracy. And by the way, of course, yes, we're a constitutional republic and not a straight democracy, but, you know, they really want us to be a straight democracy. They want, and I'll just say this parenthetically, they want that tyranny of the majority because they can just taste it. They can say to themselves, you know what? All we got to do is get a popular vote. And while that sounds democratic or it sounds fair, it's not fair to so many people across the country. It literally disenfranchises voters to simply go with one, with a popular vote. And we've talked at length about that. In fact, yesterday on the program, we talked with our good friend Frank Silvato about this very thing. But saying what I was saying is that President Trump, I think, resonates with a large group of people in this country, and they like the policies. They like the idea of trying to put things back where people can prosper, where things can go better for everybody's life, the rising tide lifting all boats. But to Mike's other part of his question, and this is where it gets a little dicey, it gets a little volatile, the issue of electability. The issue of electability is very strong on the Democrat side. This is why we keep hearing now, not just whispered, but openly being talked about that Joe Biden could be taken off the ticket or would step down to, you know, deal with health issues or spend more time with family and this kind of thing. They'll come up with something like that because they know that Joe Biden has an electability problem. Donald Trump only has the electability problem, I think, in terms that he's also a lightning rod. But not just that, but also because there will be a movement against Trump and against anybody who's supporting Trump, and the Democrats and the far left will try to turn it into, we are stopping Hitler. You know, we're not just saving democracy, but we're stopping Hitler. And it will be a very, very difficult time. Now, that doesn't mean to say that we shy away from a difficult time, that, you know, we don't fight that uphill battle and we don't see it through to the end. But I'm simply saying that the tearing apart of the country is, I think, part and parcel of where the far left and the Democrat Party's elite strategy lies. And Donald Trump, I think, is much more about at least what he wants to accomplish. What he wants to do with energy, what he wants to do with taxes, what he wants to do with our foreign policy and projecting strength abroad and making sure that people are that would be our foes would never think, would have to think twice about doing something like we've seen happen. And I think that that's where we're going to have a big issue, obviously. But now, again, we're going to have to start going through the caucus. We'll have to go to the primaries, and we'll kind of have to see how this goes if all this holds. And by the way, there are some people, just like there are some people who will never vote for Joe Biden, and they don't want to vote for Donald Trump, but they don't want to vote for Joe Biden. This is a new kind of a problem that we have. Because some Republican voters will simply say, I don't like either of these guys, and I don't want to vote for either of them. And it puts them in a quandary. Now, typically when that quandary exists, you say, well, I got to hold my nose and vote for this candidate. Well, I think both Trump and Biden, to varying degrees, are so polarizing that some people will never hold their nose and vote for them. So that's where we're at. But the tearing apart of the country really is part and parcel of this problem that we're seeing. In fact, I appreciate Mike's question so much because we have an audio clip. This is David Brooks, and yes, he is from the New York Times. But the question that was posed to him was about the Supreme Court taking up this idea about Donald Trump being kicked off the ballot because of the Colorado Supreme Court citing the Constitution, right? Trying to make it look like, well, he was in part of an insurrection. But let's listen to his response. It's very brief, but it's going to be very telling, I think. Let's listen in.
Held in Colorado, I would be completely stunned. I look at this, I'm not a legal scholar, I look at this through the crisis of legitimacy we're living through. A lot of Americans have no faith in any of our systems. A lot of Americans have no faith in the other half of the country. And so we're in danger, in my view, of coming apart of the seams or really entering a terrible era of violence, even political violence. And so, in my view, if some lawyers took Donald Trump off the ballot, half the country would say, that's it, we're done here. Mm-hmm. This is a totally rotten system. So I'm hoping the Supreme Court will not uphold Colorado, but let the voters decide. In my view, we have to let the voters handle this one. But then the Supreme Court is not exactly without its legitimacy problems either.
Right.
And so how does the Supreme Court handle this? If it becomes a partisan decision, then the legitimacy of the Supreme Court is even more in trouble. So I'm hoping and expecting that John Roberts is going to work super hard to make this 9-0 or 7-2 or something like that.
Okay, we'll stop right there. Okay, here we go. The legitimacy problems, right? Not only for candidates, but, and this is really important, I think this is even the most important, is this idea of the legitimacy of the court. And, of course, yes, he writes for the New York Times and so forth, so he may be coming from a particular kind of point of view. But, as I said, it would be very telling insofar as that, and as we've been talking about, we talked about on the program yesterday and even a few days ago when all this sort of came up with Colorado, and that is once you start then questioning the legitimacy of the Supreme Court, then that gives political actors and people with agendas in their minds, and I'm going to stress in their minds, license to do all kinds of terrible things. And as you heard him talk about, well, you know, if it's a partisan decision, but when it comes to the law, it can't be a partisan decision. They have to make a legal argument in their decision, just like these Supreme Court justices in Colorado, state Supreme Court justices, they made an argument. It's just that their argument doesn't hold water. They looked over and said, oh, yes, that's insurrection. But that's just their opinion. That's not based on the law. It says insurrection and the 14th Amendment, but it's purely their opinion as to whether somebody committed it or not. See where I'm going? All right, stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. The NTSB providing details about a mid-air emergency Friday. It happened just after a flight had taken off from the Portland airport bound for California. A side panel blew off the plane, leaving a gaping hole It happened at around 16,000 feet, but could have been much worse for the 171 people on board had the altitude been higher. Meanwhile, investigators say the flight recorder is useless. It usually overwrites all saved data every 2 hours. There's another budget agreement in place announced by congressional leaders. It would keep the government funded through 2024. The longtime leader of the NRA has stepped down, Wayne LaPierre, and other former NRA officials stand accused of misappropriating millions from the nonprofit to bankroll their opulent lifestyles. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not return until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to talk about, of course, as we continue to race through and rocket through this Tuesday morning edition of the program. And once again, first full week back broadcasting after the Christmas and New Year's holidays. And yes, we continue to be raring to go here on the program this morning. And once again, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine wherever you are this morning. United Airlines on Monday said preliminary inspections of grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9's planes have turned up loose bolts and other issues with the part of the aircraft that failed on Alaska Airlines flight over Portland, Oregon last week, raising concerns of a systematic problem with the jetliner. In some cases, the bolts needed additional tightening, the carrier said. The inspections of more than 100 Alaska and United planes manufactured by Boeing were ordered by the Federal Aviation Administration after a door plug blew out of the Alaska jet mid-flight on Friday, causing injuries and chaos. The finding could compound the woes at Boeing, which has struggled to rebuild its reputation since an earlier model of the MAX was grounded after two crashes killed 346 people several years ago. Investigations revealed problems with the design of an automated system on that plane, which had not been fully disclosed to the FAA. Friday's incident did not cause any fatalities, so thank God for that, even though a piece of the plane broke off mid-flight, leaving passengers exposed to the open air. And the National Transportation Board continues to investigate the cause, gathering evidence that scattered across the Portland area, including the door-like plug, which landed in a school teacher's backyard. Yeah, that's right. You've seen a picture of this now, I believe. As operators conduct the required inspections, we are staying in close contact with them and will help address any and all findings, Boeing said in a statement. We are committed to ensuring every Boeing airplane meets design specifications, highest quality and safety standards. They said, we regret the impact this has had on our customers and their passengers. United's discovery of the loose bolts, right, the loose bolts, occurred as part of the preliminary inspections that have been ongoing since Saturday. The discovery was first reported by the Air Current, an aviation news site. On Monday, the FAA said airlines can begin inspections in earnest using guidance from Boeing and the agency. 171 Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes have been grounded amid the investigation into the rapid depressurization on Friday. So obviously this, it would be one thing if, well, these inspections are kind of showing that this may have been an isolated incident, or would, you know, buttress that idea that this was just something that happened, and as I said, isolated. But if they're finding any other issues that deal with this very same thing, as I understand, I believe like a deletion overall of that exit door, like they're not going to use that exit door. It's not functional, so it's plugged. But that aircraft was built with that opening there originally. That's how I understand it. But obviously there are different stresses. There's all kinds of different things when you pressurize and depressurize. That's why these aircraft, they can't go on forever, because eventually, and that happens so much, that it's difficult to maintain their integrity and so forth. So, but that's a very, very, very scary thought, isn't it? So before anybody's going to get on a 737 MAX 9 aircraft ever again, there's going to have to be incredibly high confidence and a great deal of public public relations, for lack of a better term, because otherwise, you know, can you imagine? You go to the airport, you say, that's a 737 MAX 9. I don't want to get on that aircraft. And, of course, they're grounded. They're out of service right now overall. But that's going to also affect air travel scheduling and so forth. You can't replace those planes very quickly. So all of this is going to have a major impact, I think, unless and until they can determine that this, the severity of this, basically, the severity of this. Now, inflation, because we all know that inflation keeps taking a chunk, a bigger and bigger chunk all the time, out of our bank accounts. I was going to say pocketbook, but a lot of people don't carry pocketbooks anymore. It's like, oh, by the way, I mean, how do you feel about this, right? How do you feel about the idea that so many things are now just cashless? You don't have it's rare nowadays to go get things with cash. Some people will use cash much more than others, obviously. But everything has sort of boiled down now to things like Apple Pay or Google Pay, and you can pay right through your phone, or you pay right through your watch, this kind of thing. And there's a lot of convenience there. But at the same time, obviously, you're not peeling off greenbacks, as it were. You know, here you go, you know, just, you know, pay for this. And a lot of times, by the way, I have a good friend of mine who describes it this way. And that is, you know, when you gotta take out cash and you have to, like, you know, count it out. Okay, here you go. It's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, you know, just keep going and to buy something. Well, you really feel it. Right? I mean, you feel that cash sort of, you know, leaving your possession, right? It's going out, it's going away, it's not coming back, you know, and it was yours just a moment ago, it was yours, and now you're giving it away, obviously for some good or service, but still, the idea is that, you know, I've got this money in my pocket, and now I got to sort of get rid of it. But with, you know, if you go and pay with your phone, you know, or even now you just kind of tap your card. You know, I see that now with the, you know, when I'm at the grocery store, you just tap your card and that'll do that. But all it does is go beep. It's all it does. You know, there's no trauma associated with it going beep, you know. And so yeah, I don't know. I think it's easier to spend, you know, when you only have, when you just have electronic gear, that kind of thing. So it's much more difficult to spend if you have to go and get it and actually give it to somebody. But this, according to Bloomberg, inflation is on path to reaching the Fed's 2% target. Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta President Raphael Bostic said inflation has come down more than he expected and is on a path today to reaching the Fed's 2% goal, though it's too early to declare victory. Now, we knew that was coming, right? You knew that was coming. We are on a path to 2% today, Bostic said in Monday in a moderated discussion hosted by the Rotary Club of Atlanta. The goal is to make sure we stay on that path. Now, obviously, that may be the path we're on today, but, well, just, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, it's probably going to be that something else is going to happen, and that path is no longer going to be the optimal thing here, and we'll get off the path. You know, and I've heard other economists say, too, that the 2% goal is, for lack of a better term, you know, more or less arbitrary, and whether or not it's even really attainable. And again, it even goes into this notion of the idea that you're just going to control the economy, that you're going to command it, right? That you, it's, in fact, when you go back and you look at these, some of these communists or authoritarian style arrangements, shall we say, like Soviet Union or even China, you know, they engage in what we call it the command economy. And they're going to say, this is where our economy is going to go. This is what is going to happen. These are how many widgets your factory is going to make. Don't matter that they don't fit the other widgets that we're having another factory in another region make. But everybody's just going to, you know, do their thing and be productive. I'm oversimplifying, of course. that's how it was described to me all those years ago. But the idea, again, is that somehow you have control over the whole thing. And the Fed wants to come out, and they want to exert this kind of control. And something else I recall when this inflation really started happening. And when did the inflation really start happening? Was it when, after Joe Biden came into office? Is it after we are no longer energy independent? Is it after, you know, we just, you know, sort of abandoned all of these great things and prices just started to go up because they couldn't help but go up? Well, of course, the idea that you'd have the ability for the Fed to come in. And I remember they say, you know, what we need to do in order to tamp down the economy or tamp down these prices, we're going to keep raising interest rates because we want to cause pain. We want to cause the consumer pain, basically. And I just don't know if that's the best thing in order to try to get the prices down and get, you know, things happening again. I always thought we were supposed to have, like, oh, I don't know, more abundance. If energy is the problem, then we have to find a way to have more abundance of energy as opposed to, oh, no, we're just going to cause pain. It's going to be pain, right? That's their solution, and it's kind of wrong. All right, stay right there. We're coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So as we know, according at least now to the most current reports here, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is going to stay in his job despite the lack of transparency, evidently, and because nobody knew where he was for several days. And obviously, of course, we now know he was in the hospital and so forth, but still the president didn't know. It's hard to know what the president knows or doesn't know these days. But other people in the government didn't know either. So that's not a good thing. Eventually, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs evidently knew where he was. But, you know, here's the thing. People always know where I am. Okay, you know what? I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. And you always know where you can find me here on the radio. So I don't know. So we got that. I got that going for me. All right. Well, folks, this is the part of the program where we like to play a little song and kind of keep you going for the morning, keep you going for the overnight hours. And I think we got a good one this morning. This is Bryan Adams. And by the way, we're going to talk about the weather as soon as we hear this a little bit. Bryan Adams, Cuts Like a Knife.
Shadow of a doubt.
I think that's his first real big hit, by the way. And going back in the day, remember seeing this one on MTV? And it's just a really great track. Great rock record and an innovative video with the drained pool and all the stuff back then. And, you know, one of the things, I'll just say this real briefly. One of the things back in the day when music videos were kind of brand new, there weren't a bunch of rules about the music videos. And some were better than others, there's no doubt. And some just were ridiculous. But some actually, got some almost iconic images and things like that. But again, it's because they didn't really have any rules, and they were kind of making their way. And then as we went through the 80s, it became a lot more, produced in that sense in terms of these videos. And sometimes if you have a little, it's like too much, and it's not quite as creative, right? But sometimes you have less, and you just got to get more creative with it. So, you know. All right. Here we go, folks. We've got a lot of storms coming through the country as we start into the week here. This from AccuWeather. The most significant snow of the season is about to pile up in the northwest, including a chance for snow in Seattle and Portland ahead of a surge of bitterly cold Arctic air. And this, I think, is happening all over the place, by the way. A series of storms will spread rain and heavy mountain snow across the Northwest and Northern Rockies ahead of an Arctic outbreak. The first of multiple storms will move over the Pacific Ocean into the Northwest and British Columbia into Tuesday. So that's today, obviously. Snow levels will rise to 6,000 feet into Monday night across the Cascades as warm air is ushered into the region, promoting a brief mix of rain and snow before colder air returns, dropping snow levels to 2,000 feet by Tuesday morning, said senior meteorologist Heather Zehr. Of course, they're at AccuWeather. The lower snow levels could create deteriorating travel conditions through mountain passes on Tuesday. So that's huge. Then also from AccuWeather, Midwest faces two major winter storms in 4 days, including a blizzard threat. Back-to-back snowstorms will blast through the central United States in a matter of days, including the chance for over a foot of snow and blizzard conditions that could grind travel to a halt. Millions of people in the plains and Midwest will barely have time to catch their breath after a massive winter storm affects the region into Tuesday night, with heavy snow, drenching rain, and high winds before an even stronger and colder storm blasts the region Friday to Saturday. So that is, again, this is all very, very huge stuff. Right now on the precipitation, the radar, we do see all this rain coming down from Vancouver through Seattle, through Portland, down the entire coast of Oregon, now just starting to skirt the border there with Northern California. But this is going to include, you know, rain, heavy, moderate at times, and of course some snow as you head west out of Seattle. Spokane, Washington, looks like you got snow right now on the radar just north to you, but Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, could this coming through I-90, all kinds of snow in that area. That means 4th of July pass, of course, is more than likely snowing a lot at this moment. A little bit of snow there in northern Montana, sticking right now just north of Missoula. We have snow through Boise, Idaho. So if you're trucking down through there, if you're going down through I-84 in the Boise area, you've got all kinds of snow coming across the interstate there. Now, where we've got a lot of snow to tell you about is all through pretty much the eastern part of Kansas, the very eastern, most eastern part of Nebraska, the state of Iowa, pretty much almost all covered in snow right now. Des Moines, Iowa, certainly, up through parts of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, obviously, has got all kinds of snow and rain. Chicago, same story. Lots of mix of snow and rain going down through Indiana. And then it turns mostly into a lot of rain, heavy at times, and lots of lightning, by the way, that we're seeing. This is sort of a new feature we have on the radar map here. Lots and lots of lightning. This is going to be south of Birmingham, Alabama, and then down through parts of Mississippi, through down just east of Gulfport, but through New Orleans right now. lots of lightning on the map as well. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Atlanta, Georgia, you've got rain. Let's see, Knoxville, Tennessee, all kinds of rain there. Throughout West Virginia, rain turns into snow as well, especially if you are, let's see here, just west of Harrisonburg, you've got all kinds of snow going on there right now. South Carolina, snow, not snow, but rain and rain and rain. Macon, Georgia, rain right now. Houston, Texas, I'm moving over there. You've got rain. Nacogdoches, Beaumont, Galveston right now. Lots and lots of rain there on the map this morning, folks. Now, we'll check for things that change as we head into next hour when we do our next report. But that's what it's looking like right now. And, of course, these big storms, it seems like it's kind of coming back with a vengeance, doesn't it? It's been pretty quiet as we went through the latter part of 2023, the very last part there with the holidays and so forth. But now it's like a switch is being thrown, and we got a lot more weather to talk to you about and tell you about. Well, it's time to head up to the top of the hour, my friends. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. Get updated on everything. We got to pay a couple of bills for the program. Got to do that. And when we come back, we have so much more to tell you about here on this Tuesday morning edition. So don't go anywhere. Get some snacks. Get some coffee. Get something. And we'll be back. Kyle Warren with you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.